The third week of May is National Volunteers Week, an opportunity to stop and thank the people who give up their time and energy helping others. I spoke to Gemma Reigate, the CEO of the Centre for Volunteering, about how the event will be celebrated this year.
National Volunteer Week is a week where we can shine a spotlight on the work of volunteers, the effort that they put in, and where we can recognise and celebrate that effort. It's just one week of the year that gives us licence to really talk about all of the fantastic things that volunteers do.
Gemma says despite lockdown restrictions preventing people from celebrating in person together, there are still events shining a light on volunteers.
Celebrating during National Volunteer Week this year is quite different from previous years, and many organisations, including ours, having celebrations online, on Zoom, or trying to be a little bit creative about how they celebrate their own volunteers, and continuing to live in the virtual world, which is quite interesting.
Volunteering itself has also made the switch to online, says Gemma.
COVID-19 has seen a real change in volunteering. Many volunteers have had to be stood down, like other workers. And so a lot of people are doing things quite creatively and differently, and still volunteering, but in an online environment. So we've seen a real surge in phone welfare checks and doing online tutorials for people around the sorts of things that they would normally volunteer.
And for some volunteers, the pause in work has been an opportunity to brush up on their skills.
But we are doing additional training and upskilling new members and really making sure that when we're back on duty, we're ready to go.
This is Damien, a volunteer with St John Ambulance.
It's always important that we keep our training up to date, so we are learning new things about infection control, hygiene, mass gatherings, all those sort of things. So it's really a good opportunity for us to learn more and reach out as a bigger community to support each other through this as well.
Damien's been volunteering for 11 years now, and he says he gets as much out of it as he puts in.
The events, the people, you really build up a good camaraderie and mateship amongst the organisation. Plus, I'm always learning and being challenged, and I'm also giving back to the community. It's a really good way of contributing something positive and being involved in something that you normally wouldn't necessarily be involved with if you weren't volunteering.
Damien says St John have been able to provide aid to other agencies during the pandemic.
Not being able to do it is hard. We've been sort of there if we need to, so we can back up our frontline essential workers in the health system if they need it. We did it with the bushfires over the summer as well, where we were a support network to the fireys, to the public information line, those sort of things. So we do have a diverse role in being able to support other agencies and efforts as well.
And there are still volunteering opportunities. Many vulnerable people need extra help in the current circumstances.
The volunteering opportunities that are around at the moment are to do with food packaging and delivery and welfare checks on older and more vulnerable people in the community and supporting families through these tough times. So if people would like to volunteer, you simply need to go to volunteering.com.au and register on our emergency volunteering platform.
That was Gemma Reigate, CEO of the Centre for Volunteering, ending that report.